You've served in the State House for one session, and you weren't the heir apparent for this position. I think we thought it would be someone who was in leadership. Talk about your sales pitch to your caucus and why you wanted to take on this role.
We really need to highlight who we are. I think we need to be bold as Republicans and show the people who we really are. And that's really to be champions of the people. Our goal is to empower the people. Right now, I think we're in a state where the government has really gotten too large, and it's gotten into every aspect of people's lives. And we really want to pull that back so that people are making more decisions for themselves. I would rather see more decisions made at the kitchen tables of families rather than under the gold dome here at the Capitol.
You'd be happy if fewer bills were passed each session.
One way to judge a session is a lot of people will judge it, look how many bills are passed. I think we should look at the quality of the different bills. Simply passing a bill, even if it has great intentions, doesn't necessarily mean that it's a great bill. There might be unintended consequences resulting from that. So we need to take a look at it. And really, I think everything we should be doing is trying to empower the citizens of the state to make decisions for themselves, for their own businesses, so they can grow and prosper.
Do the results of the presidential election and a divided country change or influence how you'll approach this upcoming session?
Not too much. I do think we need to look at what changes are going to be made at the federal level. And according to what changes are made at the federal level, if we have a good opportunity to maybe make some adjustments, like in the healthcare arena, we need to be ready and be on our toes so that we're not stuck and locked into these high prices in this current situation that we have.
Your party lost seats in the House, even though nationally it's very good for Republicans. Is that part of what you were talking about with messaging to voters?
I don't know if we need to do anything exactly differently. I did take this role with the idea that we were going to be bold and then we were going to show who we are. We can't just simply say over and over that we're not the other side of the aisle. We have to show what we stand for and show how we are actually going to be better for the citizens of Colorado.
For policy issues, what do you think are going to be your caucus's priorities?
Well, I think we do have to take a look at housing. The fact of the matter is, in the housing market in Colorado, we've seen owner-occupied multifamily housing go down from less than 5% of the market, and that's the current situation. So we do need to take a look at that, and so we can actually start getting some of these projects built again and get the government out of the way in a lot of those areas. And litigation reform, I think we have to take a look at it so these housing projects actually start getting built again, so these people actually have, the consumers have a product to consume. Another thing, like I said earlier, is the regulatory reform. The average small business owner doesn't realize that these rules are being passed or they're being placed on them until afterwards. So we have to find a system that actually takes a look at the cost-benefit analysis of these rules before they're passed. Transportation funding, I think we need to take a deep look at that, because we keep saying under the Gold Dome that this is a top priority, yet it's not a priority in the general fund. Our one discretionary pot, we have not made it a priority. And it's my goal that we show the citizens that it is a priority, and we start looking at all the projects in the general fund. And if transportation is our number one top priority, let's show the citizens it is, and let's actually fund some of it through the general fund.
For you, are you feeling pretty optimistic about the future of Colorado and how the path the state's on?
I am. I'm very optimistic. Colorado's been a traditionally libertarian-leaning state, and that's actually philosophically, that's how I lean. I'm very look at it, I think, with limited government type of focus, and I think that's how most Colorado citizens actually are. And so I think if we can actually move forward on that message and reduce some of the size and scope and burdens on the citizens of Colorado, Coloradans will flourish.
How much of your role is looking to the next election cycle and gaining seats? And if that happened, you guys could have the majority in both chambers.
Well, I think right now we got to look at governing. So I think if we actually show that we are the message that resonates with the Coloradans, that might have an effect in the next election cycle and actually be in a position where we can influence and make Coloradans' lives better.
We're out of time. Thanks.
Thank you.
That was House Minority Leader Patrick Neville. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.